Hayem Yem Zayin Menachemov. Igeres HaKedesh Peschim Bibrocho. The letter of the Alter Rebbe, which starts Peschim Bibrocho, Nichtevo Asora Shonim Kedem Ksivas Igeres Kotenti. It was written 10 years before the next letter, which starts Kotenti. Today we are starting to learn Igeres HaKedesh, the fourth part of Tanya and Chitas. So the Rebbe points out here a piece of history about the first two letters which are published in the Igeres HaKedesh, the section of the Alter Rebbe that's called the Holy Letters of the Alter Rebbe, a collection of letters that the Alter Rebbe wrote, and it was inserted in the Tanya. So the Rebbe writes that the first two letters had a difference of 10 years in between them, because the first letter was written much earlier, meaning before the Alter Rebbe was arrested. The second letter was after the Alter Rebbe was arrested. And there the Alter Rebbe relates how Chassidim should behave after the arrest. As we spoke previously, that the Alter Rebbe, yesterday we spoke about the Alter Rebbe and the Mittel Rebbe, that they had two approaches to Aveda. The Alter Rebbe was more a form of excitement, and the Mittel Rebbe was more a form of calm. The Mittel Rebbe had the approach of the intellect takes full control of the emotion, and by the Alter Rebbe it was a flaming emotion. But after the Alter Rebbe returned from Petersburg, after Yutes Kislev, he told the Mittel Rebbe that he agrees with the Mittel Rebbe, and he changed his whole Aveda to an intellectual Aveda, meaning the development of Chabad stronger over the emotions of Chagas. So the Rebbe Marash, when he learned Tanya with the Rebbe Rashab, he told him that we are lucky that the Alter Rebbe was imprisoned in Tovkuf Nun Tes, and not earlier. Had he been arrested 20 years earlier, then he would have worked in a completely different way. He would have burnt, he would have destroyed the entire Petersburg. He physically would have taken care of that he shouldn't be affected by it. And this is a completely different type of Aveda, as the Alter Rebbe took later in Tovkuf Nun Tes, when he took it the approach of Chabad. As we know that the Bardichever asked the Alter Rebbe, why did you have to go through all this torture? You could have burnt Petersburg. And the Alter Rebbe responded that we have to work with the world and not by destroying the world. So this is the difference between the first letter and the second letter. The second letter was later and the first letter was earlier. Still, there is a Sikha of the Friedrich Rebbe, where the Friedrich Rebbe talks about how his father explained to him this first letter of Peschim Bebrocha. And he says that there are three parts to it. The first part is when the Alter Rebbe writes about dividing the Shas to learn collectively to furnish Shas in the community every year. And the Alter Rebbe explains how learning Teda, this gives you support, this gives you emunah, and this gives you strength. And this was the first part of this Perek. This the Alter Rebbe wrote to his students when he's roughly 20 years or less. As known that the Alter Rebbe became a manhig, he became a teacher at a very young age, even before he came to the Magid of Mezrich. However, later when he came to the Magid of Mezrich, and then the Magid of Mezrich revealed to him from the Baal Shem Tev and from the Achi Ashileni, who the Alter Rebbe is and why his neshama came down to this world and the challenges he's going to face. Then the Alter Rebbe added the piece, how this effort and how the strength that we get from Teda, which we get from the Musnaim, from the hips, which support the body, support also the spiritual body, we get it in the morning by davening. Then is a special auspicious time when we daven with Kavana. That was the second part. And Alter Rebbe explained that when he came to the Magid, we became so connected, we had such emunah, we had such faith in the Rebbe, that this gave us strength to work to Mesiras Nefesh, to the Mitzuya Nefesh, to the essence of the soul. And this is the second part of the letter. The third part of the letter is already when the Alter Rebbe was leading Chabad, and there he institutes the whole Seder, how Chassidim are supposed to daven, and that he's going to make sure that Chassidim should daven properly with all the shiurim that he implemented. Then there's a comment from the Rebbe that he explains that we can see from the letter that this letter, the Alter Rebbe was very happy to hear that the Chassidim accepted his takona of completing the Shas every year. And he also adds a little point that it is obvious that when the Alter Rebbe finished the third part of the letter, he also made adjustments to the previous parts, so it flows as if it was all written together as the community of Chabad, as the Alter Rebbe had it at the later times of the year when he was leading the whole Chabad.